ARRL audio news begins right now.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL audio news for Friday, September 6th, 2024. A new and faster way to communicate during emergencies is being planned by the Utah section of the ARRL Aries Group, which serves Salt Lake County, the most populous area in Utah. ARRL Utah Section Public Coordinator Scott Rosenbusch, K7HSR, said that discussion and planning for mesh networks using ARDEN, Amateur Radio Emergency Data Network technology, is on the drawing board. A recent meeting and presentation by Brett Pruitt, K7BDP, Utah Section Emergency Coordinator, was attended by a large group of Aries amateur radio operators. More than a dozen Salt Lake County hams have already invested in ARDEN technology, with an interest in helping to create and support an emergency mesh network in that county. Southern Utah Aries groups have already created a 5-county mesh network that can be used for emergency communications. We hope to ultimately connect to Starlink and run the mesh network over that, said Pruitt. Our November 2nd, we will have an exercise with hospitals in the Northern and Southern Utah Aries groups using the regular internet. After that, if Starlink is more readily available, we will run the drill again without the internet to fully test the new technology. Pruitt said the goal is to have everything working by early 2025. The needs of participating agencies have evolved to require more than analog voice and low-speed data modes, said Rosenbusch. High-speed mesh networks using ARDEN software will allow amateur radio to play a larger part in supporting these agencies in emergencies. The Utah section is working to extend this technology, said Rosenbusch. Our hope is to bring this technology to other parts of the state to increase the communications capability and value of amateur radio to partner agencies. In late August, Hawaii's Big Island was threatened by 3 major tropical storms, and amateur radio operators were preparing to assist as that threat grew more intense. Russell Roberts, KH6JRM, Public Information Officer, Hawaii County, ARRL Pacific Division, said that beginning August 23rd, storm watches and warnings were being issued for tropical storms Hone, Gilma, and Hector, all churning off the island's southern coast. By August 31st and September 1st, Hone had become a Category 1 hurricane with winds over 75 miles per hour, occasional gusts of 100 miles per hour, and heavy rain.